So, like, I just want to, still haven't got my voice back yet, but I just want to explain, you know, where Adore Tidy comes from. It's just because I feel like a lot of people that are in my life versus where you're either my friend or a family member, they love me, you know, and they show it. You know, I show love to people that I love, and I show love to people that I don't even know, to be honest, on a daily basis. So, but just to say, like, I'm, like, really adored, and to know that it feels good, it just feels wonderful. And people that I come across and they don't adore me, they hate me, or they use me, or they act like they're my friend and they're really not. And those people, man, those people are the people that really make me push and go harder. So, you know, I pray and ask God every day, you know, to remove people out of my life that doesn't mean me no good, you know, not good for me at all, or really out to hurt me or get me. Remove those people out of my life. And what some people don't understand is God is going to remove those people out of your life, but he's going to show you exactly why he's removing those people out of your life as well. So I thank God for showing me different reasons why people have been, you know, taken out of my life. And like the people I'm talking about, it's like two specific people in my life that's been not in my life anymore. I have known those people for years. One of them I know for years. It's like after Katrina, I know her for years. I call her my sister. Like, we were that close. And God showed me why she wasn't good for me, or she didn't mean me no well. He showed me her true self, and she's no longer in my life. And another friend I had way before Katrina happened, since like what, ninth grade year, high school, and that person is no longer in my life. And God showed me why that person was not in my life anymore. And I just thank God for that, for showing me. And you know, I can't, you know, look at people with the side, everyone with the side eye, because everybody's not like that. You're gonna come across some real fucking people in your life sometimes. I mean, real fucking people. It don't matter how long you know the person. They got people you'll meet, and they're gonna keep it real and genuine with you, and that's how it is, and that's how they are. And that's how I am, and I love to meet people like that. So when I connect with people like that, you know what I mean? Like, it's awesome. You hear me? Like, I love it, and they love me, and I'm just adored. That's why I go by Adore Tidy. Like, everybody loves me. Everybody adores Tidy. I'm telling you, from my job, from around my house, like, everywhere I go, like, if I just spark a conversation with somebody, like, I'm telling you, I'm gonna leave a LaMarca impact on your life if I talk to you or you come across my path. That's just me. I'm just a lovable person. I'm cool as a frozen cup, like I always say. Cool as a frozen cup. You hear me? So I just want to say, like, I want to be a model. Like, I want to model people clothes. I want to bring people's styles to life. I like to act. I want to act. I want to do commercials, movies, Broadway, whatever. Like, I want to do it all. And I feel like I have the God-given talent to act and model and pose, take pictures, do videos. You know, I feel like I have that God-given talent. Like, I think about this daily, every day. Like, I have visions about certain movies that I would act in. Or, you know what I mean? Like, and a lot of some people tell me, like, well, come on with your own movie and star in your own movie. And, you know, I can do that. I believe I can do anything through Christ that strengthens me. And I'm sorry, y'all, if y'all hear me cuss, whatever, say something bad. Like, oh, she's talking about God, and then she's cussing, and she's fucking saying this, saying that. I'm not perfect. I am, you know what I mean? I'm me. At the end of the day, You hear me? I believe in God. I believe that Jesus died on the cross for my sins. I haven't been to church in over a year. Like, I keep it real. Like, but I have faith in God. But nobody's perfect any fucking way. Okay, so like I said, like, I sleep, breathe, dream, like, daily think about being a model. Going to different cities, different countries, and modeling and getting styled by people and showing off people's styles. Like, I dream about this. I feel it, and I feel it, and I feel it so real. Like, I see myself acting a certain part in a movie or whatever. Like, I see myself, and it feels so real to me. That's how I know. Like, I'm not supposed to be no pharmacy technician, senior pharmacy technician, my dad. all my life, like, I know I'm good at that. I'm very good at that. Very well at that, actually. But that just can't be my life. I know it's not. And I feel like it feels so real to me. Like, y'all don't understand. Like, it feels so real. Like, my dreams and goals and ambitions, it feels so real when I'm doing it. I just need that one. I just need a toe. You hear me? Like, a toe in a dough. And I just want to show people, a person, whoever, that, bruh, like, this girl has it. This girl, this woman, she's it. She's who I've been looking for this movie, for this part. She's who I've been wanting to style my clothes. You know, I want someone to say that. And I know somebody's saying that. They just haven't found me yet. I just haven't been discovered. So, you know, I've been doing what I can at trying to kind of get out into that industry. And I'm learning a lot. The industry is hard. You know, I'm learning a lot. Like, I've been betrayed already. I feel like I had to start over with everything dealing with modeling per se. And it's a tough business. I've been contacted by numerous people acting like they this type of corporation or business that's looking for models, and next thing you know, they're asking for naked pictures. Like, it's crazy. Like, I just want something real, legit, somebody to give me that one chance, and I'm gonna kill it, whatever it is, if it's a commercial, a movie, a skit, like, a modeling job, whatever it is, I'm gonna kill it. And they're going to love me. I'm adored. I know it. So, you know, just a little insight about who Tati, a little bit about who Tati is and what Tati is trying to do with Adore Tati. Thank you.